Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Even during Holy Week in Jerusalem, Israel's enemies are preparing to kill the Jews. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now this is Holy Week in Jerusalem, Passover, and of course Resurrection Sunday, but it's totally different this year, isn't it?
Very, very different, Jimmy, and of course we knew it would be with all the closures that were ordered in Israel over the last few weeks.
But at the same time, Hamas, which is located there in the Gaza Strip, the southwestern corner of the state of Israel, there on the coastline, Hamas is threatening to suffocate 6 million Jews if indeed the Palestinians should acquire this coronavirus. Boy, that's a pretty tough threat.
Well, and there are cases in both Gaza and certainly in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, Bethlehem area in particular. There are cases. The European Union announced that it's giving over 90 million euros to the Palestinians to help them in the situation. But yes, Hamas continues to talk about Israel's destruction, as Iran does, as Hezbollah does, and these other parties that, as we know, with the Shiites at least, see this as part of the end time struggle, of which Islam will come out on top, basically, to summarize what they believe, and that this may be another tool in destroying Israel. But Jimmy, they've announced that they're putting up almost overnight two military bases, two new military outposts right along the Jordan River. We talked about that last week, whether that would be annexed or not. The prime minister wants to annex it to Israel, but there's already some military installations down there, even though it's not formally Israeli territory. They're adding two, and they're putting them up overnight so that these nearly 3,000 soldiers who are in isolation because they've been exposed to the virus, not all of them have it, but some of them do. They're young. Most of them are okay, but they're going to put them in these new bases basically this weekend. So the whole situation is very, very weird, very odd.
David Dolan reporting on Holy Week in Jerusalem, where Israel's enemies are preparing to kill the Jews. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible reveals that the enemies of the Jewish state will not stop until they wipe all the Jews off the face of the earth. That's Psalm 83 and verse 4. Even during Holy Week, the time of Passover and Resurrection Sunday, these preparations are being made. These enemies of the Jewish state, Hezbollah, Iran, and Hamas, are foretold in Psalm 83 verse 7, Ezekiel 35 verse 10, and Ezekiel 38 and verse 5. These enemies of God's chosen people are today making preparation to kill the Jews so that their name will be forgotten forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...